Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now studying the fifth chapter of Masechet Sotah. Properly, we are on Daf Lamed Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva. However, as we are doing in this chapter, we have to go back to the Mishnah, which is on Chav Zayin Amud Bet, and take a look at the third Mishnah, which is in the middle of the group of Mishnayot, that has the pasuk from Bamidbar, if that helps. In any case, Bo Bayom, Darash Rabbi Akiva, in the last podcast I discussed what Bo Bayom is, and also what ties all of these Mishnayot together. So Rabbi Akiva looked at the pasuk at the end of Bamidbar, Umadotem Yichutz Le'erepat Kedma Alpayim Ba'ama, and Alpayim in every direction. The text tells us that when we give cities to the Levi'im, we have to measure out 2,000 Amot of a radius outside of the city, and grant that to them also. When Mikra Acher Omer, two psukim earlier, it says Mikira Ir Vachutza Elef Amasaviv. It says to give them 1,000 amot. So if Shalomar Elef Amashik Far Nemar Alpayim Amav, if Shalomar Alpayim Amashik Far Nemar Elef Amav. So it can't be 1,000, it can't be 2,000 because they're contradicted. So how do we resolve them? Hakitzad Elef Amav Migrash, 1,000 amot are given as a migrash, meaning as an open area that belongs to them for parks, for grazing, for whatever they want. Alpayim amah tchum shabbat. But so why does the text say you give them alpayim amah? Alpayim amah is the amount of territory that belongs to the city for tchum shabbat. And that's, of course, because Rabbi Akiva holds tchumin d'oraita, meaning the tchum of 2,000 amot, beyond which you're not allowed to walk on shabbat, is d'oraita. Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Elef Amah Migrash, Alpayim Amah Sadot Uchramim. He has a different take on it. He sees the same problem and resolves it by saying we give them 1,000 Amah for open grazing area and 2,000 Amah for Sadot Uchramim, in other words, for fields and vineyards, arable land in which they can plant. Okay, now the Gemara on this is very brief. B'maika mipalgi, what is the disagreement between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef Glili? Marsarat Chumin Doraita, Marsarat Drabanan. Rabbi Akiva, as I mentioned, holds Chumin Doraita, therefore the 2,000 Amot could be a reference to Chumin, and so that's what he applies it to. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Chumin Drabanan, and therefore the Torah cannot be referring to that, and therefore he resolves them by having two different land uses. Alright, back to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva, and now the last two of these Mishnayot are Agadic. Az Yashim Moshe Ovnei Yisrael, by Agadic, what that means is non-halachic, and there are no legal parameters being defined here. Az Yashim Moshe Ovnei Yisrael Teshira Hazot L'Adonai V'Yomru Lemor, the introductory line to Shirat Hayam. The word Lemor is a little bit strange, because Lemor normally appears in the Torah when V'Yidaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Hashem speaks to Moshe to say further, to say it ahead. But if they're all speaking, what does Lemor mean? Shein Tamud Lomar Lemor. There's no reason for it to say Lemor. Ma Tamud Lomar Lemor. So what's the teaching? Mamecha Yisrael Onim Acharav Shemoshe Al Kol Diber V'Diber Kekorina Tahalel. That Bnei Yisrael responded to Moshe for each one of the things he said, just like we do when we read Hallel. What Rabbi Akiva means by that, we'll see it in the Gemara, is that Moshe would read a line and Bnei Yisrael would respond with a refrain, much as we do in Hallel with Hodu L'Adonai Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdo. L'chach L'mar L'mor. Now Rabbi Nechemi disagrees and says, K'korin et Shema v'lo K'korin et Hallel. Like the Shteach Tzibor who provokes the community when he leads Birchot Kriyat Shema, what's called Pores Al Shema, and the community responds and says all of the words, but he kicks them off. He's like, kind of signals that it's time to speak. Now go to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, and we'll see an expansion. Tan Rabbanan, Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva, V'sha'a Sha'alu Yisrael Min Hayam. So there's a further broader description of Shirat Hayam. When Bnei Yisrael came out of the sea, Natnu Einehem Lomar Shira. They wanted to say Shira. Really, it's a little inexact, because not only when they came out of the sea, but after the Egyptians came in after them and were drowned, V'chitzar Amru Shira. How did it happen? Kigadol HaMakre Tahalel. like an adult leading the Hallel, and everybody responds with the beginning of the sentence. Moshe Amar Ashir Al Adonai, Vehen Omrim Ashir Al Adonai. So Moshe said those two words, and that's how they answered. Moshe Amar Ki Ga'o Ga'a, Moshe then said the next three words, Vehen Omrim Ashir Al Adonai, and they repeated the refrain, which is Ashir Al Hashem. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osh Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, Ki Katana Makreat HaHalal, Vehen Omrim Acharav Komashu Omer. This is a third opinion. We did not see this in the Mishnah. And he says it's like when a child would be leading the Hallel. Let's say you had a circumstance where none of the adults knew the Hallel, and there was a kid who knew the Hallel. So, of course, it's a tragic situation if no adult can lead the Hallel, but that's what you have. And you have a Katan, he can't be motzi anybody, and therefore he cues them, they have to repeat everything he says. So therefore, Moshe Amar Ashir Al Adonai, Vehen Omrim Ashir Al Adonai. Moshe Amar Ki Ga'o Ga'a, Vehen Omrim Ki Ga'o Ga'a. It's simply not call and response, but it's cueing, where Moshe would say the words, and Bnei Yisrael would repeat the same words. That's what Lemor means. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kesofer HaPores Al Shema Bevet HaKnesset. This is what Nechemya from our Mishnah, but he says it a little bit more expansively here, like a teacher who lead or scribe who is Pores Al Shema. It's a sugi that we saw in Masachet Megillah, that he leads Birchot Kriyat Shema, Shehu Poteach Tchila V'Nonim Acharav. He begins and then they follow afterwards. It's a call and response. Now, but my Kamipalgi, what is this three-way machloket? What is it based on? Rabbi Kiva Savar Lemor. Kiva says that the word Lemor means Amilta Kamaita, meaning Lemor Ashir Al Hashem. Bnei Yisrael said Ashir Al Hashem on everything Moshe said. He says no, Lemor means to say about each one of those things. Each thing that Moshe said, they said. Why does it say Vayomru Lemor? Da'amru Kulu B'Hadayadari, that they all said together. What's Lemor? The Patach Moshe B'Reisha, meaning Vayomru, they all said, but Lemor, Moshe kicked it off. Good. Okay, that's the entire discussion about Shirat Hayam, but now we have a tangential agada about the circumstances around Shirat Hayam. Tana Rabban, Dor Shabbi Yosei Glili, B'Sha'ah Shalu Yisrael and Hayam, Natnui Nehem Lamar Shira. Begins the same way that our original Brayta began. When Bnei Yisrael came out of the Yam, they wanted to say Shira. Ketzadam Shira. What happened? Olel Mutel Al Birkei Imo, newborn baby is sitting on his mother's lap, and a suckling is nursing from his mother. They saw the Shechina Olel Higbiat Savaro, a child lifted up his neck, and the suckling put the teat away from his mouth, and they pointed and said, "This is my God, and I will adore him, and I will enshrine him," however we interpret Vanvehu. And of course that connects with the Midrash that we saw in the first parak, that these are the children who were buried and had the whole nace in Mitzrayim. And what's the proof text for this? Shenemar mipi olim v'yonkim yisadata ozen. Tehilim Chet, it says, from the mouths of newborns and sucklings, you established strength. Now, Hayar Rameir took it further. Menayin shafilu ubarim shemeimana mushira. How do we know that even embryos in their mother's womb said Shira? Shenemar b'makelot b'chu Elohim Adonai m'kor Yisrael. It says that, this is in Tehilim, that Tehilim Samachet, that the way that he's reading it midrashically is that they bless God in the groups, or in the choirs, if you will, in the groups, really. Hashem mimakor Yisrael. And the word makor means the source, but it also is a reference to the womb. So in parentheses, we have this comment that says, they couldn't see. Rabbi Tanchum says that their womb became kind of like a translucent glass, and they were able to see through. Okay, back to the Mishnah on Daf Chavzayin. Bo Bayom, the last Mishnah. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Shua ben Hurkanus. So it's the same day, but now instead of Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Shua ben Hurkanus. Lo Avad Iyov at HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Mi Ahava. When Iyov, the great suffering Iyov, worshipped God, he worshipped God driven by a love for God. Shenamar Hein Yiktaleni Lu Ayachel. Even if he will kill me, I will still anticipate him. Vadayna Davar Shakul. But when you look at the pasuk, we don't know what the word lo means. It's still unclear. Lo ani mitzapeh, o eini mitzapeh. Am I anticipating him, or am I not? O eini mitzapeh, meaning lo ayachel lamet aleph. Tamud lomar. Therefore, in another pasuk in Yov, it says, ad egval lo aser tumati mimeni. Until I die, I will not have my wholeheartedness leave me. In other words, even if he's going to kill me, I still anticipate him. That's how we now know how to interpret the pasuk in Perek Yud Gimel, based on the pasuk in Perek Chav Vav. Now, Melamed Shemei Ahava Asa, this demonstrates that he was filled with a love for God, and that drove his worship. Now, Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Mi Yigala Afar Meinach Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. This takes us back to the second Mishnah that we had. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who would halavai that you should be able to come back from the dead and see this? Shaita Doresh Kol Yamecha Shalavad Iyov Atamakom Alamiyira. You always taught that Iyov worshiped God out of fear of heaven. Shemar Ish Tam V'Yashar Yirei Elohim V'Sar Meira. When Iyov is described, when Hashem says to the Satan in that famous first scene, "Have you seen my servant Iyov? He's Tam V'Yashar Yirei Elohim. Fears God." For the Yeshua Talmid Talmincha Lamad Shmei Avasa. I hear you, Yeshua, your student's student, is teaching that he did Mi'ahava. So, you have been not necessarily refuted, but we have a different approach and different way of interpreting the texts. Let's see if we can put these together. Go back to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Probably I'm sure Yeshua and Horkan and Shalavad Iyov, etc. Velechse high low, Ibalamed Aleph Ktiv Lohu. Why is the Mishnah confused as to what Hein Yiktaleni Lo Ayachel means? Just take a look and see if it's written with a Lamed Aleph. So Lohu, then it means, I will not anticipate, and he didn't love God. Ibalamed Vav Ktiv, if it says Lo Lamed Vav, as it's written in our text, then Lohu, then it means, I do anticipate him. So the Gemara says that that's not fair. That's not going to be a fair test because v'chol hecha dechtiv b'lamed aleph. Every time it says lamed aleph, lohu does always negate elamiyata b'chol tzaratam lo tzar. Now the problem here is that we also have a kriyuchtiv of lamed aleph and lamed vav at the end of near the end of Sefer Yeshayahu b'chol tzaratam lo tzar, which means in all of their troubles, either it means it doesn't bother God or he is also troubled. Two opposite meanings. Tichtiv b'lamed aleph, it's written, lamed aleph, hachanamed lohu, you think it means? No? I mean, you think it means that whenever we're in pain, God's not in pain? Chitem achinami, you think that's the case? Vaktiv malach panavo shiam. It says that in the, later on in the pasuk, that the angel saves them. Obviously, the angel saves them because God does care and God is involved. Halamash mahachi, mash mahachi. The way the Gemara parses it is that lamed aleph could be read either way as lo, meaning the pronominal, or lo, the negative. Now, Tana Rav Meir Omer, Nemar Yirei Elohim be'Iyov, Nemar Yirei Elohim be'Avraham. Avraham is called one who fears God. God says at the Akedah, Ta'adati ki Yirei Elohim ata, and Iyov, as we saw, is also called that. Ma Yirei Elohim ha'mor be'Avraham mi'ahava. Even though Avraham is called a fear of heaven, nonetheless, he's driven by a love for God. Afir Elohim ha'mor be'Iyov mi'ahava. Similarly, when it says, and this is now how Rav Meir solves the problem that's raised in the Mishnah. B'yochem and Zakeh quoted the pasuk that says, Iyov is Yirei Elohim, and we say, nonetheless, in the case of Avraham, the same phrase appears, and nonetheless, we know he worshipped God out of love, as we'll see in a second. Similarly, that's what happened with Iyov, and that substantiates Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus' drasha. Avraham gufei min alan, how do we know that Avraham worshipped God out of love? Tichtiv, Zera Avraham ohavi. Avraham is called my beloved, God's friend, as it were. So what is the difference between worshiping God out of fear and worshiping God out of love? So the following. It's greater to worship God out of love than out of fear. Fear, again, being fear of heaven. That one who worships God out of fear has merits that last for 1,000 generations and out of love for 2,000 generations. How do we see that? Hachaktiv li'alafim lo'ahavai ul'shomrei mitzvotai. In Aseret HaDibrot it said, and God remembers the merits for thousands of generations to those who love me. V'hatanktiv, and in the context of fear it says, l'shomrei mitzvotav le'elefdor. In that pasuk it also says to those who love him, and that's for 1,000 generations. So the answer is hay le samichle ve hay le samichle. In Aseret HaDibrot, the word next to the number is ohev, 2,000 ohev. And in Dvarim, and Dvarim Zayin, at the end of Parshat Vetchanan, it says lo havav u le shomrei mitzvotav la leftor, meaning that the the description that's next to the number of 1,000 is those who keep his mitzvot, which we're interpreting here for purposes of the dialectic to be those who fear God. Now, hatam namik tiv la rabu shomei mitzvot tav la leftor, so anu samech le, anu samech le. Hanu tre talmidei, tal yatvi kamei to Rava. There were two students who were sitting in front of Rava. Chara marle akriyun bechelmoi. In my dream, I was made to read the following pasuk. This is a long sugya in Brachot, in the ninth parak of Brachot about dreams. Here's a mini piece of it, and one of the significant things that comes from that sugya is that when somebody is made to read a pasuk in a dream, it's a form of nevuah, and it has something to do with their destiny, or with their character. One said, in my dream I was made to read the following, Ma rav tuvcha shesafant derecha, look at the great good that you have hidden away for those who fear you. The other one said, in my dream, I was made to read the pasuk, those who take refuge in you will rejoice, they will always sing, they will rejoice in you, those who love your name. So what did Rava say to them? You are both tzaddik and gemurim. Mar miyava umar miyira. One of you loves is a great tzaddik because you love God, one because you fear of heaven. But he seems to equate them in their status, and understands that that's what the impact of the dreams is. Hadron Allah Hashem Shamayim. We have completed Baruch Hashem our study of the fifth parak of Masachet Sotah. In the next podcast, which will be relatively short, we will cover the entire sixth parak, which is one daf, which again, as we've had in the last two parakim, all of the Mishnayot are grouped together, followed by the entire treatment of the Gemara. Everybody should have a wonderful day.